This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Max on motion.
No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the Dublin.
Oh, Max.
Max Gawd gets him nowhere. Barrels him in a tackle.
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gawd.
He's right here.
Hello, Max.
G'day, Max.
I love coming in here.
Mate,
I love when you come in here. You always front up. This has become a bigger issue than the Melbourne Football Club now, so we can
breathe
a sigh of relief. It started there with the outgoing doctor who the club had settled with in 2020,
yes.
And I don't know his history. He'd been at the club 7 or 8 years. Our friend, Mr. Bartlett, left shortly after that. In 2021, I'm not suggesting there's any correlation between those two things. It's just one of those timing things.
Don't say anything, Max.
So then, here we go, Max. Here we go.
I'll have to say something soon.
But you will. You will. Wilkie goes to Parliament and reads out personal correspondence with said doctor, and then appeals to the broader nation, including the Prime Minister, to clean up the AFL's drug policy and testing within clubs.
Yep.
Max, I guess the issue has now become that there's testing outside of AFL and WADA testing. And then there's a confidentiality between doctor and player that from the outside looks as though the AFL is trying to protect its own brand and position it as player welfare.
Yeah, let's go back to early yesterday when I came across my desk. I was a little bit taken back, surprised, almost slightly angry, I'd say, about what was happening. It's very news to me. I don't delve too much into the illicit drug policy.
Well, there's nothing to delve into. They've found one bloke in 20 years with this three-strike
rule. And I wouldn't know any sort of the rules around it. I don't really look into it. I don't know much about it. It's not in my circles. I've sort of become a bit prevalent over the last couple of years just with what's going on in the AFL world. But I read into it over the last 24 hours to actually find out a bit more about it.
Would you know if there was someone in the playing group that had a strike?
Well, you can't. It's just confidential.
But would you know?
Well, no. It's just... It's
doctor player.
Yeah, it would be bad practice if I knew.
So it's doctor player and then who? Someone else must know. It can't just be the doctor.
Well, the idea is someone knows by number two because number two, it's in the media, I think, strike two.
Is it?
It's strike two, you're missing games. So it has to be released that way.
Four games, I believe.
Okay, right. Mm. So there has to be an announcement.
So in my opinion, no one's really got to strike two because I can't really remember anyone having that.
But I can't believe that at strike one, the doctor's just still chatting with the player. He must be talking to the CEO. He must be talking
I'm sure there's people AFL that know and hence why they step in. But I think it's like a team of doctors. I'm not a big school of doctors. I don't know what the doctors are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do and who's allowed to know about strike one.
Mm.
But in the last 24 hours, I've gone from angry and surprise to I like that the doctors step in at strike one. And I think that's a great thing about our policy is we're there to help rather than we're there to scapegoat. I get there might be people taking the piss within this, but if we're catching the majority that need the help, the
addiction. You're helping a young kid out
addiction,
who's made a mistake
health,
on the weekend, that kind of thing.
If we're helping them by having a policy, because a lot of other codes don't have a policy at all in this space.
Mm.
We have a policy. It's got holes in it galore.
Massive.
But we have a policy, and it's catching people along the way and being able to rehabilitate them. I like that.
Rather than Joel Smith situations where players have just gone to
this is it. Yeah, I've sort of gone away from the testing after a test to see if you're okay midweek. I don't really comment on that. I would be very amazed if there's the whole injury, fake injury instead of I get that was written down by Zach. I don't think it was quoted saying this definitely happened. I think he said players were often asked to fake an injury. Right. I think was the quote.
Mm.
Which means it might not have happened or happened. I can't see it happening at our club. I'm trying to wrap my head around an incident where someone was out for a week, and I just can't see it.
Well, still side bottoms having a week off.
I mean, over to you, Max. This is where we are now.
But with Joel Smith, this whole system, this testing outside of the AFL testing before game day, WADA testing, Joel Smith must be the unluckiest bloke in the world to have been busted, because there's at least two steps of testing before he's hit with a game day test. So the transparency around this policy is appallingly ludicrous. If Tom Harley is honestly saying that he is not aware of any of this sort of thing happening at the Swans, well, it's unfathomable to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, not that the captain should know, but I don't know any of this as well. I'm as schooled up in this testing thing as you are. I think there's an option to, like, the option is to do the test yourself. It's to self-report. So, a player might not think they have to in that case, if that's what I'm saying. So you're saying he's the unluckiest person in the world, but he might not have wanted to do the second. I think it's their choice if they want to do two
wanted
tests.
Wanted to roll the dice.
But I know nothing about this secondary testing. Like, it hasn't come across my desk at all. I didn't know you could do it. I didn't know players were doing it. Mm. And that's where I was initially angry. But looking through the policy and what they're actually trying to do, that they are trying to help the welfare of the player.
I just don't understand how all this stuff happens in clubland and no one knows about it. It's like...
Because it is confidential. I don't think people should know about it.
I know, but these doctors, it's like Hurdy at Essendon. Mm. You know, if you believe him, he doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
What's going on with these doctors?
This is...
They seem to be running their own race.
Yeah,
And if they're not reporting to a... Who do they report to? It can't just be them and a player having a chat.
If you went, I get you're not an AFL player.
I have. I tried.
You tried. It was the glasses, the eyesight one.
I'm colourblind. Yeah.
Get fogging up.
Get fogging up, Max.
In our industry, there's still the right to have a confidential conversation with your doctor.
And I agree with that. But what I'm saying is the doctor can't have all of this information.
It's a lot of powerful information
that isn't shared with some element of the club.
Well, it sounds like it is shared to someone, but it's to the AFL.
Well, all these blokes are saying they don't know any of this is going on. Like, it's like the blindfolds suddenly come off and, I didn't know this was happening.
This is where I agree with you. The transparency needs to get better. I don't know how it gets better, because you can't break the confidentiality part.
And then
the transparency needs to get better.
Then the AFL come out on the front foot and go, no, actually, we're pretty happy with this process. It's like,
Unapologetic.
Are you really?
Because I think they're delving into the view that I shared before about, I think they are helping a lot of players.
They believe it's player welfare.
Mm. Yeah, and I can see it now that I think they are helping a lot of players.
Mm. Well, they're not. Well, I'm telling you.
Would you rather a North Melbourne young player, three strikes, you're out of here, or one strike and we're going to help you to be able to become a better person?
I'd like first test, mandatory penalty. And then, of course, support the player.
Yes.
First time you test positive, I mean, let's hope it's not WADA. Let's hope it is picked up in clubland with a transparent process. And that we all agree as a community, whack.
Yeah.
Bailey Smith, 2 weeks. Are you kidding me? That is not a deterrent.
I agree that maybe there should be. Sorry, not maybe. The deterrent's not there, or it's fading. Mm. So something needs to be bigger potentially on the first strike.
You've got to find a balance, because you don't want people to not self-report then it is in the world of WADA and oftentimes it's years.
Yeah.
But there has to be player welfare attached to a mandatory penalty. This is just me talking. That doesn't deter players putting their hand up and saying, I'm in a bit of trouble here.
Herein lies how big the issue and how hard it is to solve. We've been talking for 3 or 4 minutes here, and we've brought up so many different points.
Yeah.
Nine you can imagine. Sorry. And Troy's bum is itching. He's losing his mind over there, sticking fingers up at me. Let's let it go.
Okay.
We're not going to resolve it in a 9-minute chat. I'm glad it's bigger than Melbourne.
It does need to be resolved.
It does need to be. And thank you for talking about it with us. It started at Melbourne. We've since found out it's a competition-wide issue. And I'm relieved, because Melbourne, you know, the culture, the da-di-da-di-da, Simon Goodwin, you know, I don't want that to be your 12 months.
Yes.
Max, let's just leave the drug stuff behind. And let's talk footy. Tonight, Brisbane Collingwood, grand final replay. Two teams that would love to win.
Yeah. Excited, Will?
I'm dreading it. That's what I said.
Oh, you're nervous?
Dreading it.
I hate dreading footy.
Yeah.
this is just an awful situation for both clubs.
You really don't want to lose.
It's the consequence of losing is so much bigger than the consequence of winning. So it's a real stressful one.
What do you think? Consequences for Brisbane because it's at their home.
The Gabatoir.
You'll get it over the line, William.
I don't know.
Did I just make up the Gabatoir?
No, that's it's been very popular.
Suddenly I just thought, you are a genius. But no, the Gabatoir's already out.
It's about 30 years old.
All right.
Two of the better teams going around, they've got themselves in a tricky situation. What I like is they're both playing double ruck, which means if the two best teams are playing double ruck, let's bring back Brody and let's go double ruck for the D's again.
Well, I don't know if double ruck was really helping you guys.
No, it seems to be. It might help these two teams get back on their feet. I'm going to go Collingwood. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I can see
Collingwood to bounce back and go 1-3.
0-4 would be unheard of for a team as good as Collingwood.
Yeah, I'll go the Pies. So I haven't tipped them yet this year. But
what happens to Brisbane if they lose?
0-3.
What's Brisbane's next game?
Good question. Is it Gather Round next week?
Scroll
north.
Down there, Max.
North at Norwood. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, it's Gather Round. North at Norwood. Oh, geez. Good luck. Good luck.
Speaking of North.
You're going to be 0-20.
Thanks.
Your team's North Carlton, Good Friday, 4:20 kickoffs. Wonderful.
Speak of 0-20.
Slow down, mate. I made one joke about Brisbane.
You thought that was going to be a bigger dagger than what it was, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because we actually did go 0-20.
You lost 20 straight.
I know what we did. William, I am a long-term member of the club. North Carlton, Good Friday, 4:20 kickoff.
I'll go the Blues, but I can see, similar to maybe the Freo game, North being right in this for a good three quarters.
Yeah, I think you're right. Freo, Adelaide, tomorrow, 7:20. It's the Friday night game.
Two good Friday games.
Mm. Are they positioning this as a mini rivalry / Good Friday regular, Freo, Adelaide?
I think it's how they've just started easing in extra... extra Anzac Day games. Okay, they sometimes do this now.
It's Well, what if the AFL wants they get? I'm bloody sick of the AFL. And I'm sick of Gillon McLachlan. And the other bloke that's there now.
Andrew Dillon.
Darcy and Jackson, is that about the best 1-2 ruck punch in the comp?
Another double ruck combo. Mm. Well, Darcy hasn't been there for a while. Jackson's in some serious form.
Yeah.
I'd say they're probably the best.
They'd definitely play together, wouldn't they?
Yep.
Bombers, St Kilda, 4:20 Saturday. Cruel time for anyone to play football.
Yeah, this is a weird new Saturday time slot for Melbourne. Normally it's an interstate game and the Melbourne game's the 2 o'clock, but I'm boring some people at home with that.
No, you're not boring. It's yet another unnecessary change from the AFL.
I'm not going to go as hard on the AFL as you are.
I'm going to shit-can them all year.
Okay.
There's a Thursday and a Monday game and a bye.
If you defend them every time,
that's why there's one less game. Man,
Jesus, don't make me come over there. Essendon, St Kilda, who do you like?
I'll go Saints. Hopefully see a nice game there, though.
That should be a belting game. Yeah. Port Melbourne, which you'll be heavily involved in, Max, over there, Saturday night, 7:30.
Yep.
You versus the world at the moment at Melbourne. Shut the dressing room doors. Boys, it's us versus the world. Let's kick some ring.
There is, I must admit, there is a good flavour in our rooms at the moment. Yeah. Obviously, there's a lot going on externally. A lot of stuff we can't control. It's happened years ago, some of the stuff that's coming out. Mm. We got a new group of players. We're very united.
Great midfield. Todd Viney is playing. His father's at North. Jack Viney is playing the best football of his career.
Yeah, end game 200. I found the stat out yesterday. Six father-son combo to both play 200.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the other ones?
I would say Fletcher's would be thereabouts.
Silvani's.
Silvani's
grandfather.
Yeah. The Kennedys. Richardson's.
The Kennedys.
Maybe. I don't reckon Tom Hawkins' dad got 200.
No, but Tom's 350 this week.
Mm, yeah.
I'm tipping Melbourne, but obviously...
And Melbourne will win that.
It's a massive game. The Port Saturday night game is almost one of the biggest on the calendar for a team to go. They always pack it out. their pre-game is
they still doing the NXS stuff?
Yeah, their pre-game, it gets you up. Like,
players love it.
I actually think the Port guys might not like it as much as what we do because we get it once a year.
Mm.
And we're like, and they do the they do another song, Not Giving In. Who's that by Rudimentals? So they do that when they're going through the banner. That one's even better.
Jeez, they've got it wrong.
Yeah.
They've got to start dumbing it down, play some Mozart.
Do you think an away game at a time like this is a very galvanising experience? Is that the best thing that you could have?
Yeah, we're away for a week as well.
Oh, that's right. You're staying for gathering.
Yeah, we've got Adelaide after. Perfect. So we're away for a week.
And just keep the testing up and whatnot. You know the problems that you've got at the club. Make sure everyone's wearing in a cup. I don't want any WADA stuff hitting you. Not you personally, but the club more broadly. Certainly not the coach.
Yeah, so Bulldogs have got West Coast on
the Simon. does Simon have to test on game days?
I'll go Bulldogs. Definitely.
Bulldogs? Yeah, he enjoys coming in here.
Bulldogs, West Coast. Bulldogs seems like it's a fair bet there.
Yeah, I'll go Bulldogs there.
West Coast must be sick of coming over here and losing. I bet they wish it was a WR. I bet they wish they were in the Waffle.
Where is that game? Is it not? It's not Ballarat again.
Oh, please. No. Surely it can't go back to back.
Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Yeah, Marvel. Yeah.
I'd rather play in Ballarat than Marvel. And I'm not even playing this weekend. Richmond, Sydney.
I'm going to say Richmond get off the 0-3 here and
do a
genuine surprise.
Wow. That's a red hot call.
Yeah, I think it's that even of a competition. I get Sydney and GWS are flying at the moment, but it's that even that a team just needs to be on their day and they can pick anyone off. And I think Richmond on their day. Can be that side that picks off one of the good teams.
That's a good Easter Sunday game, isn't it?
Yeah.
At a civilised time, 4 o'clock, you can just nestle into the couch full of chocolate, maybe have a red wine. Easter Monday, Hawthorn Geelong have made it their own.
Yeah, I used to go to this game quite regularly. I used to love it. I think the sting's out of it a bit with maybe both one team's not been at the top of the ladder for a while. But it's similar to the Richmond Sydney tip. I think Hawthorn might upset them.
I wonder how many they'll get, given the Hawks aren't travelling as well as
It was their home game with us last week, and they were in the 40s, and we're not as big as maybe a Geelong on an Easter Monday. So
maybe they get 50.
Yeah, you'd say a little bit more.
Max, thanks for coming in, mate. I really appreciate it. Go well. Enjoy your week in Adelaide. Are you doing some stuff? Is there like a Tuesday where you can, I don't know, let your hair down? Obviously, we can do some testing around.
Well, we've got a lot of kids at the club.
So everyone's going over.
So we've got 18 kids coming over. Oh, so Easter Sunday will be fun.
Easter egg hunt somewhere.
Yeah, a little Easter egg hunt on Sunday.
Well, that'll be fun.
My kids hate the sight of anyone that's not me or Jess, so yes, they're probably going to struggle.
Okay. Well, maybe we could leave them in the room.
Yeah. I'm going to a winery on Sunday for lunch, which will be nice.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
That'll be lovely. And then, we're only a 5-day break, so we're pretty much straight back into playing the Crows on the Thursday.
I'm relieved for you that it's become a bigger issue, this testing and this whole disaster, because I just thought Max doesn't need this.
I think it'd be the same answer if rules only Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, you, just not making this about you, you're all hiding behind not knowing anything about this thing going on.
Well, I mean, the only people who technically should know what's going on are the 100 athletes, as quoted, the 100 athletes that are in this sort of program. So,
are you suggesting we name them?
Number one. Is that the headline?
It's like
a draft.
North Melbourne's grand final breakfast, the lights all change.
I hope the other 750 have no idea about what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a skeptic, Max. I don't believe things happen in clubs without certain people knowing. And there's no transparency around this at all.
I'm a fan as well as a player. I love the game. Mm. Been in the one club for 15 years. Love the D's.
Mm.
And I was angry yesterday morning. And then I did myself a favour and looked at both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a little bit more happy with where this. Not happy. That's a bad word. Hopefully that's not the word that's used.
Max is happy with Melbourne.
I've been more content with where it's at. I still want to see improvement in the policy.
Of course.
But looking at both sides, I can see the issue that we're in. Because it is a society. I didn't want to say this, but it is a massive society issue.
Oh, it is. And it absolutely is that, Max.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a broader issue.
And it is complex.
I resent the AFL coming out and being unapologetic about their policy that is universally being panned by everyone from the boot studder through to the CEO.
Could have been a tiny bit more endearing, couldn't they?
The AFL has their head so far up their own ass on these issues. They think they've cracked the code because people watch it on TV and they can sell ads.
That's Marty's opinion.
Yeah.
It's entirely my opinion.
Said Jiggle.
Don't, every time you fart around the edges, you lose your core. And they roll the dice all the time, the AFL, turning away the public.
I'm slightly lost in that analogy. They fart around the edges and lose their core.
Yeah.
Every time
Martyism.
Every time they tweak, change, they do it without consultation with their fan base. We're the last people to know. This is a disaster for them, in my opinion. And I might be the only voice. I don't think I'm the only voice saying that. This is a public relations disaster that you test outside of testing, you position it as player welfare, try to make out that it's somehow in the best interests.
What is player welfare?
Well, for them, this is not player welfare. This is brand welfare. This is the AFL keeping their brand intact by having clean skins running around who aren't clean skins.
And I understand that side of you because I've read every view. I enjoy reading the views. There is those views. That's why it's so complex because my view is correct as well.
Yeah, I agree that doctor, player, that's your player welfare relationship right there. Outside of that is where there's no transparency.
The AFL connection is the AFL doctor, isn't it?
Mm. Mm. What do you mean?
In the AFL doctor? Is there anyone else really involved in AFL? It's the AFL doctor that knows, isn't it? I don't know. We're going too far into it. It's a rabbit hole that I've got myself.
Yeah. No. Early days.
How many goals do you think you're on? Do you know?
98.
Are you going to kick 100 this weekend?
I thought I was going to do it round zero. And it's now been 3 weeks and I still haven't.
God, it'd be nice to be at lunch at the winery with 100 under the belt.
It would be. Maybe a free lunch for 100.
Sure. Go well, mate. Enjoy yourself. Thanks, Max.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.